Today, William Powell and Jean Hirschold were doing a scene for 20th Century Fox's Dancing in the Dark in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Powell, playing a down-and-out once-great actor, is supposed to be admiring his own footprints in the forecourt of the theater. While the camera was lining up on him, Bill looked down at the imprint he had made on October 20th, 1936, with the inscription, "Sit, old boy, I am happy to put my foot in it for you, Bill Powell." Since he had time before the filming started, Powell stepped into his own footprints, discovered 13 years had increased the size of his pedal extremities. He turned to Jean Hirschold. "My friend," he said, "looks like success has gone to my feet." Jimmy Stewart this week declined, as gracefully as possible, an invitation to join one of the Indian tribes in Arizona, where he is working on the film War Paint. The actor was extremely flattered when Bruce Skyfeather, a Hopi Indian, told him that his tribe would like to make Stewart a blood brother. The lanky, almost Indian-like Stewart was just about ready to accept when he heard the final qualification. Stewart, like others inducted into full tribal membership, first would have to walk barefoot across a 20-foot bed of hot coal. Rory Calhoun plays a pretty strenuous part in the Western thriller Massacre River. But he told a friend the other day, "This is nothing to what I used to do." Seems that Rory was a real-life lumberjack in the Northern California timber country, and after that, a forest ranger. "And don't ever let anyone try to tell you that fighting a forest fire is easy," added Calhoun. Rory looks the part of a rugged fellow, too. If you want to get a look-see for yourself, listen. Victor Mature recently backed out of doing a dance with Betty Grable. Now that sounds silly, doesn't it? But this dance was in a movie. Mature said, "I'm no Dan Daly." Then he pointed down and added, "Besides, how would you like to have a close-up of these feet, size 12 and a half?" Anne Sheridan's latest film, I Was a Male War Bride, in which she is teamed with Cary Grant, has turned her into a motorcycle enthusiast. She plays the part of a WAC officer and had to drive a motorcycle as part of her job. Now Anne has put in an order for a motorcycle of her own. But there's one refinement. Anne ordered a sidecar. Why? So that when she goes for a spin, she can take one of her dogs along.
Ready in Hollywood, this is a memo from Movieland.